The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. Today is Wednesday, October 22nd. It's a beautiful morning. Oh, no, Ben, I don't have the list of the weather. Oh, no.
I'm going to bring it to you right now.
Thank you. Thanks, man. I'll just look on my phone right now. It's going to be, what? Cloudy today. That's kind of interesting. I feel like we've had this false spring going on. I mean, Ben, yesterday it was hot walking around. Didn't you notice that?
Yeah, in the afternoon it got pretty warm.
Like I said, it's hot-tober. Hey, it's always good to be back here. I'm for those who didn't tune in yesterday, I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, and I'm filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I'll be here until Friday. They're having a nice little adventure week, and it's always a pleasure to come fill in for the show. Yesterday, if you couldn't tell, we didn't have a guest for the first hour, so you got to hear everything about downtown and whatever came up in my mind at the very last moment. And we survived that, and then we also interviewed the Reading Rancheria, which is always for the Reading Rancheria Hour. But today I'm so excited because I get to interview a good friend of mine and a talent of Northern California, Mr. Scott Seaton. Scott, good to see you.
Good morning.
Scott, are you a doctor?
I am, but I don't use that.
Scott, doctor, Scott Seaton of the North State Symphony.
Doctor of music, it's fake, right?
Scott, really nice to see you.
Good to see you.
I was excited that on the roster of people that I get to interview this week, that you are one of them, because I'm a big fan of the North State Symphony. I've gotten to work with the North State Symphony.
A few times, yeah.
A few times. And I have tickets for this weekend's show at the Cascade Theater. So welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Your commute from Chico this morning, how was it?
You know, it was fine. I always like the morning. This was not one of those mornings. The mornings where there's just enough light where you can see Shasta just kind of guide you. Mm. But this was not one of those mornings. So I had to imagine that Shasta was in front of me.
Shasta was right there. Which route do you take? Do you go from Oroville to the I-5 up, or do you take the Corning route?
Corning.
Do you know why I take the Corning route?
No.
Because I love to see the big olive on the way to Chico.
Oh, well, there's that.
That's my favorite reason why I take that route. So, thanks for driving this morning. Scott, we've gotten to work together, but we haven't gotten to work together recently. So I'd love to get updates on what's been going on with you and what's been going on with the North State Symphony.
Yeah, well, we are, into our second concert of the season. We opened this season in, September, which is our 25th season, so this is our silver season. So I expect a nice little ring by the end of our interview here, mm-hmm. Blake.
No,
we started our season with a very different program than we're about to present this weekend. We did a Mendelssohn Scottish Symphony, a more somber, serious tone for that concert, by a very youthful composer. And one of the things I really love about the symphony is we get to showcase ability levels and experience from all walks of life. You know, Felix Mendelssohn when he was 20 years old to Michael Shapiro in his scoring of Frankenstein this weekend, and he very, very seasoned American composer. And just for the most part, you know, our concerts, you're able to walk in the shoes of a composer who lived, you know, hundreds of years ago, and alongside pieces where you get to experience someone living today with us. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about that is you get to experience musical parallels and also cultural parallels and all kinds of things that blend together on every single program. And so that's one of the great privileges of my job, is that I get to show how everything that's happening today and how everyone experiencing this music is relevant, how everything that we hear And every situation, every composer has lived, we are living that now, and they have lived it before. So it's you know, we're not all that dissimilar from, you know, the powdery, white-haired, wigged people of the 1700s and the 1600s.
We're not. And you've made it accessible, and the North State Symphony has made it accessible and affordable for everybody to be able to come see your performances.
Yeah, and that's what we strive to do. I mean, symphony shows here in the North State are not just about providing, okay, we're going to play some Bach, Brahms, and Beethoven this weekend. It's not about that. I mean, we want every concert to feel like an experience, to feel like we are breaking down musical barriers and just, you know, we want everyone to come, whether it be people on a date night, whether it be someone who's getting off from a 9 to 5 and just needs a musical outlet. You know, we just want to be that venue for you. And, any orchestra that has survived and has flourished in the past 6 or 7 years, especially following the pandemic, really believes that youth and outreach and education is a critical component of their organization. And we firmly believe that, and that the youth of the North State are not just, you know, the next symphony goers, but they're the next leaders of our region. And we want to make sure that they're well-rounded individuals, that they have access to music, that they have access to the meaning behind that music, and that they can go into life as informed human beings, you know?
Well, this has to go into my next question, and we have a few minutes before our next break. So when did you realize that this was the career that you wanted to pursue? Were you a little kid, or were you a little bit older?
I was one of those freaks of nature in that I kind of just knew what I wanted to do from a young age. When I was young, I moved around a lot as a kid. We lived in places where I just knew, for example, that I wanted to live in Boston, that I wanted to study in Boston and be immersed with the Boston Symphony and the Boston Pops. That was something that just had to happen, and it did happen. And alongside that, I knew that I needed to be someone who had the ability to influence 65, 70 musicians. And that came about relatively early. I think one of my first classical CDs was The Nutcracker, Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. And I remember putting on the Trey Pack, the Russian Dance, and just having my dual speaker boom box in front of me as a seventh grader. I'm just like, wow, this is amazing stuff. I can never recreate this sound as a saxophonist. So this is absolutely what I want to do. And of course, I was also inspired by, you know, watching the Boston Pops on TV and seeing like just the energy that an orchestra and a conductor can, or how they can connect with an audience and just make it a completely immersive and magical situation. And then the years following that, I was just always fascinated just going to concerts and watching reactions of people around me in the audience while I was experiencing some of my own favorite music. And I just really took all of these things to the podium with me. And these experiences that we created the symphony are all about bringing people as close to the orchestra as possible.
Was it Tchaikovsky that really influenced you?
That CD was one of those defining moments. I also remember when I was a senior in high school in the Tennessee All-State Band, we played this piece by, again, another Russian composer, Chesnokov. It was called Salvation is Created. And it was one of those pieces that is just this giant crescendo, much like Respighi's Pines of Rome, which we all have all seen in the movie Fantasia 2000. But it was one of those pieces that just grows and has this enormous crescendo. And then it has this really beautiful disintegration, this decay. And what I remember was our conductor at that time told us, when that last note hits us, we're going to hum the last note. And this is a 120-piece all-state band in the Nashville War Memorial Auditorium. And we just, when that piece ended, nobody could breathe. Mm. Like, it's one of those moments that took forever to find its resolution. And that was another one of those moments. So it's like just the goosebumps that you get, like the wow factor. And so the at least those few moments are some of the most defining moments for the the Scott season that you see today.
Well, Scott, it's when we go into this, I can't wait to talk about how we've seen how just all of the national conferences performances that we're seeing with symphonies and live mm-hmm. presentations like Frankenstein. And it's been an honor to be also a musician locally and see how exciting, how relatable, I don't know, how music is. Hey, we're going to take our break because I know we're going into this. But, Ben, let's see if we can get some symphony orchestra when we come back in. Okay, thank you. We'll be back.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Owners, landlords, and tenants. Trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I have no idea what's about to happen. You know, this is funny. This 30 seconds, which has acquired literally millions of views over numerous platforms, was filmed right here in Reading at the Cascade Theater.
Really?
This is the Firebird Scream, which on YouTube I think has around 4 million views now. But when it came out in 2017, when I had that camera on and filmed the Firebird concert, I had no idea that this 30 seconds would put the North State Symphony and all of us on the map. And following that in 2017, in China and Asia especially, it really took off. Like, they have their own platforms, and, like, it was getting millions upon millions of views. If only I had capitalized on that, those views at that time. But
we could have monetized that. We could have funded the orchestra for years to come. That was a good find, Ben. Good find. I think it's cool that you knew that. So what, it was the Firebird? What was that song?
That was Igor Stravinsky's Firebird and the suite from the ballet. And that was the scream that happened in November of 2017 right here at the Cascade Theater.
The scream heard around the world.
Literally, yeah.
So, Scott, I want to – this Saturday is a performance with the orchestra and a live screening of Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. Is this – new to the North State Symphony?
It is. It's new to the symphony. It's new to me. And I'm going to get in very quickly onto why this particular film is actually more terrifying for the conductor than other films we could have programmed. And so many orchestras are programming, you know, things like Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter. That's a huge one right now.
Yes.
You know, Jurassic Park, Lion King, all of like the big stuff. And, I hope to do like a Lion King or, the other one we were debating for this time period was Nightmare Before Christmas, which one of my, I love that film. It's a great film. But we ended up on Frankenstein because, without me personally having experience conducting film music with an orchestra, you actually have to have a block of experience before a lot of companies will even let you conduct it. So if we had done, for instance, Harry Potter, we would have, you know, we would have hired this whole team by contract. We have to do it to come in and do the sound and conduct the orchestra, and that's just how it's packaged. But with Frankenstein, this is a good sort of dipping in our toes. It's a way of us breaking into that realm. So, but the other different thing about it is with Harry Potter, for example, you, as the conductor, you are watching the screen in front of you with literally clicks in your ears and little flashes that go across the screen that show you exactly where in the score you are at it, like to the second at any given point. So it's very precise, and a lot of the orchestra musicians even have inner ear monitors. So, with Frankenstein, none of that exists. With Frankenstein, in the score I have random vocal cues from the text in the script. But other than that, the really interesting thing about Frankenstein is that every performance you see of the orchestra plus the film is going to be different. Mm-hmm. Because in the score, there's all these moments of music that I have to make the artistic decision, like, okay, I think this moment aligns with this point of action in the film, and I have to do my best to pace from this other moment, which is 30 seconds before this, up to this. So I think I need approximately this tempo and this feel, and I have to align that chunk of music. And that, Blake, is extraordinarily difficult. And to do that over a 70-minute film is exhausting. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and even the performances in the Cascade on Saturday and Laxon Auditorium in Chico on Sunday are going to be different. They're going to be different, and someone who, you know, sees both is like, wow, that moment felt a little different, and absolutely it did, because the music aligned a little bit differently according to what I had for breakfast that day. So it's a fascinating process, and you know, I'm thrilled that we get to bring in the 70-piece North State Symphony to have our first film experience instead of, you know, a smaller theater orchestra. So this is, it's going to be a lot of fun. And Frankenstein, you know, 1931 Frankenstein, black and white. We're a few days away from Halloween. This is a great opportunity for people to really get into sort of that mindset. And the funny thing is, we did not align this with the release of the 2025 Frankenstein, which I think is happening this week.
It is.
So I'm excited because I'm going to see that movie before Saturday. And so I'm already going to have the 1931 Frankenstein
locked
embedded
in
me. And then for reference, see what's done today. So that's going
to
be fun.
How many times have you had to watch this 1931 version to lock in?
Several.
Do you feel like your orchestra has to watch the film too, or do they just need to show up like the one-time rehearsal?
Yeah, they rely on me, and mm-hmm. and we have three rehearsals leading up, which don't even begin until tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. So we are, and the other part, you know, if you conduct Harry Potter, you can watch the movie, and the music's in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can listen to, they send you a soundtrack, and you watch the TV with the flashes and the beamers, and you can actually practice as a conductor. Frankenstein, the recording does not exist. All of the music is in my head right now. Mm-hmm. It does not exist anywhere else. Wow. The only thing that exists is the overture on YouTube, and that's 3 minutes before the movie even starts. Other than that, I have literally a 2.5-inch score at home, and 70 minutes of music that are just, okay, I think all of this is going to happen in my head this way, and it doesn't exist anywhere else. And often, honestly, as a conductor, I don't experience it that often. Even with new pieces, you can listen to like an electronic MIDI type recording and get an idea, an impression of what the piece is going to be like. With Michael Shapiro's Frankenstein, the score to Frankenstein, which he composed in 2002, there's no recordings.
After this experience, do you find yourself that this is something North State Symphony wants to pursue on a regular basis?
That is my hope, because, you know, the job of the North State Symphony as a professional regional orchestra is to be a vessel for our communities. And if people want to see movies and to experience the live score without going to San Francisco, without going to a larger metropolitan area, mm-hmm. then we should try to do it at least once a season, at least once every couple seasons, because it's fun for us. At least I anticipate that it will be fun for us. And just to provide something that nobody else in Northern California is doing. So I hope so.
Where did this concept really come from? Because growing up, it was always just seeing Quincy Jones and everybody, you know, keeping that within the films. You know, you're only doing this to score the film, and then all of a sudden, right. you can go see Avatar: The Last Airbender. You can go see Harry Potter. You
right.
can go see who was. When did you see this become part of the art?
Well, that's the funny thing is that Michael Shapiro in 2002. This is really one of the things that kicked off this whole craze. So when he wrote the score to this pre-existing movie and started and conducted it himself, that's when we started to see other things start to roll in. That's when, you know, the big Universal films and Disney started to be performed in the concert hall. And according to some of his interviews, yeah, this is the time period, and really Frankenstein as well, that really started to push orchestras in that direction, which honestly is really cool to see a live symphony and oftentimes a chorus and soloists bring your favorite movies to life, because otherwise it's, you know, we associate the soundtrack, but we don't know all the work that goes into that soundtrack oftentimes.
Why do you think that the symphony orchestra could all too often feel like oh, I'm not into orchestra music, but it's surrounding us all the time in film and music, and then when it's clearly showing that
right.
this is an accessible art form.
Right, it really is. It is surrounding us, and the irony there is this art form is all there used to be, mm-hmm. you know, aside from the voice. You know, the voice evolved into, when we get to pre-Baroque and into the Baroque period, we had ensembles that were, you know, string musicians that were the popular music of the day. And it wasn't until, you know, decades and decades passed that these ensembles started breaking off into many, many different directions. But, you know, the old joke, for example, you know, Pachelbel's Canon, bum, 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 that harmonic progression is found in every genre, every style possible, and most modern singer-songwriters, you know, everything from Lady Gaga to Garth Brooks to whoever you like to listen to, has stolen that basic harmonic structure at some point in their songwriting career. Mm. So it all started with acoustic, classical, quote-unquote, music, and now it's just one of the many, many things that you can listen to that that it has spawned into, and that's, you know, that's the world of music, and it's fascinating. But you know, especially with radio and commercials and sitcoms and movies, you know, generally speaking, this is still done with a symphony orchestra. At least we hope it's still done.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of electronic music slipping in nowadays and synthesized music, and that's fine because that's cool too. That's a cool thing. I'm a personal fan, but you're never going to get away from the symphony. So understanding, like going to presentations like Frankenstein and just seeing how it's almost like watching the behind the scenes during the movie, which I think is great as well, because I'm also a fan of creating open rehearsal opportunities for people where they can actually see how a symphony orchestra functions and how the process comes together and how we actually create the things that we create. And with Frankenstein, you're going to see it unfold in live action.
I can't wait to be there this Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And with that transition, I'm excited that our next guest, and Scott, I hope you can still stay with
Absolutely.
Us for the next hour,
yeah.
is Jill Titer of the Cascade Theater. So I'd love to hear what's coming up at the Cascade and just hearing what it's like for Cascade to host the North State Symphony. So you're listening to KCNR Radio. I've got Dr. Scott Seaton. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown, and we'll be back after the message.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless. I get no doubt.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. It is Wednesday, October 22nd. It's a little cloudy day.
Happy hump day.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They do that plays at some point in the break. They played that whole commercial. Scott, that took me off guard the first time I heard it on here, and I went, are we live? Are we part of it? Prior to us coming back, we listened to some of the North State Symphony leading us in from the break, and Scott was telling us about it, and it felt like a true NPR radio show.
Well, there we go.
Scott leading us in. That was quite the honor. So I'm here with Scott Seaton. And I'm so happy to be here with Jill Tider of the Cascade Theater. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Blake.
Jill, is this your first time on KCNR since starting with the Cascade Theater?
Yes, yeah.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Because you were here prior probably for Community Foundation of the North State, right?
Yes, working in tandem. Mm-hmm.
Good, good, good. Jill, you were actually mentioned a few times yesterday, not in your Cascade Theater capacities, but as your journalist and creative writing for Enjoy Magazine, because I got to interview the staff of Reading Rancheria, and they just talked about how they loved getting interviewed by you. And that is all about, let's find the page. Jill, what was the article that you wrote about Reading Rancheria?
It was about the next generation of female leadership there. It's very much a kind of matriarchal structure, and they have a great kind of family organization, and there's a lot of really bright, smart young women coming up.
Been with Enjoy Magazine.
I've been writing for them for about 2-3 years.
That's wonderful. Are you? What's your November article that you're working on? Here it is.
I'm pretty busy with the Cascade this November.
Okay, well, good. That's why we brought you on. So, Jill, what can we look forward to this weekend? Let's start out with this: the Frankenstein and the North State Symphony. What's that look like
so
for us?
Saturday we have Frankenstein and the North State Symphony. It's going to be wonderful. And then Sunday we have a Wicked sing along, which will also be fun. So a very music filled weekend at the Cascade.
Scott, what do you think of sing-alongs happening now? We were talking about orchestras pairing with film, but now we're seeing sing-alongs being like the big push to get people in the audiences.
Well, we at the Symphony have done sing-alongs for a long time. So
really?
Well, yeah. I mean, things like holiday concerts, pops concerts. It's always nice to stick in some sort of sing-along because, again, we're all about audience participation in any way possible, and that's a fun way to end lighter concerts like that. So whenever possible, that's something I love to do.
Scott, Jill, what is it like with the partnership with the Cascade Theater? What is that like to perform in such a beautiful historic building?
It's a very iconic space, and as we were just talking about, it's one of my favorite venues because, one, it's beautiful inside. I mean, there's always something interesting to look at that you may not have observed or noticed before. But also for the symphony, for our, 70-piece performing ensemble, it's an acoustically sound venue. So we can hear each other very, very well, which is necessary for, a violinist on my far left side being able to hear and to respond to, a trombonist or a double bassist 20 yards away from them. So that's very important, and Cascade is a wonderful venue to make that happen.
Jill, what's that like?
I definitely second that. I think the diversity of shows that we bring there, it's a nice experience to have the symphony. It's very immersive, and the variety of shows that they bring really, I don't know, it's got quite a following, and people really love having the symphony visit the Cascade.
you have a jam-packed holiday season, and I feel like this Frankenstein is sort of the kickoff to what we can expect for the holidays at the Cascade Theater. So what are you looking forward to for the rest of October and kind of leading into November?
Yeah, it's been a very busy fall, which is great. We love having people inside and enjoying the space. So after this weekend, we have Axiom performing Rocky Horror next week.
Wow.
Really getting people in the Halloween spirit. And then November 1st, we have a great bluegrass band, AJ Lee and Blue Summit, out of Santa Cruz. They're fantastic. The 9th, we have Judy Collins and Tom Rush coming in. And then we head into our holiday shows. We've got Cascade Christmas, which is our locally produced holiday production that's very much a tradition we do every year. That starts November 21st. And then we go into Celtic Christmas and Mark O'Connor's Appalachian Christmas in December. So no shortage of entertainment.
Scott, do you have – is North State Symphony playing at the Cascade each month, once a month, or is this kind of a every other month program?
It depends on the time of year. So, you know, we performed last month and this month, and then we have a little break until January.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we will have had things like holiday shows and things like and to some degree, but that's not happening this year. So we will go from October to later in January. And then it's pretty regular after that.
Where do your symphony orchestra players come from? Are they all from North State, or where's the farthest that we can expect these
players? Right, no, good question. About 50% come from the North State, from Chico and Redding and surrounding areas. And then about the other half, give or take, come from Southern Oregon, come from the Bay Area, come from Sacramento. Random players come from out of state. Our principal horn for a while came from China.
Wow.
From China, where he was doing a gig there. But we've had players come from Arizona, Oklahoma. Like, it's just, what this says about us, because we don't pay for them to come from those places. We can't afford to bring them in and pay for their travels. So what it says is that they have such a good time playing with our symphony that they're willing to basically break even by coming out here and traveling, because, you know, our per service rate is definitely not capable of sustaining out of state travel. So, you know, we're always trying to bump up our musician service rates because they're invaluable to everything we do, but it's a very slow process.
I wanted to ask, is the North State Symphony unique to our areas? Like, is this a very unique program that we get to have, or do we see this happening across the country that areas, rural areas or suburban areas have something like this?
What I can say to that is the North State Symphony is the only professional orchestra north of Sacramento in California.
Mm.
So if you think about that, we serve our service area is very, very large.
Wow.
And so I think about it as, you know, right in our immediate area, we service like, you know, 350,000 people, which is a lot of people. And so trying to be the orchestra of those people, is a big task. And providing programming that's diverse enough that attracts, you know, all sorts of people. I mean, even in Chico and Redding directly, the audiences are so different. So different. And the things that audiences want to hear is vastly different.
Mm.
And then for me, comparing that to other places that I work and program in, you know, Tulsa, for example, that's a completely,
awesome.
Its own, what's the term, basket of,
culture.
Something. As you get older, you start to forget, you know, expressions and things. But needless to say, it's a challenge but also extraordinarily fun. Trying to find programs and fine tuning things and playing this inner game of chess with composers and styles and trying to fit it all together. It's the most time consuming and most difficult part of my job.
Joe, what's it been like to step into this role at the Cascade Theater and be a part of the experience that people get to have at our historic Art Deco Theater?
It's been great. It's been really fun and exciting. And actually, to echo that, it's a lot of thought too into like our programming and the different aspects and the way that people here in Reading want to experience things versus, you know, right, you know, other areas. So it's been really fun, and it's been great to meet a lot of people that are coming to shows and hear their experiences. We had somebody from traveled from Medford to come see Molly Tuttle the other night. And
really?
Yeah, just talking about, their excitement and enthusiasm to come from these other places to see the shows we have.
We're a big deal. We are. And I love the Cascade, and I love that everything is a very human experience that we have. We get to work with so many different personalities, and what is that like? What is it, for you, Scott, what is that like to raise your baton and you get a product with diverse individuals from all different backgrounds? And it's what is that like?
Blake, I don't know if I can put that into words, but what I will say about that is it's so critical to be doing something you love. Mm-hmm. Because when I step in front of the orchestra and we're finally making music after, weeks of preparation and meetings and organizing, it's not work. It's we finally get to just live in the moment. And that's what I love about music for me, especially the types of music that I listen to, is I just get to be in the moment. I don't have to think forward. I don't have to think backward. I can just be here and experience this sound right now. And when that happens, it's transformative. It's you can literally place yourself somewhere else. And that's it's also the great thing with a movie and cinema is you can do that exact same thing. You can live the movie. You can be the characters in that moment. Movies, it's a little bit different because you have to think forward a lot of times. You have to anticipate and foreshadow, and that's part of the fun of a movie. But for me, for music that I listen to for fun, and not just the symphony, but I just like to lose myself. And you can do that at the symphony, or you can turn on the active brain and do active listening. Oh, this is going to go to this, and this theme is going to come back. You can do that, or you can not do that. Mm-hmm. It's whatever you want it to be.
I, for theater, that's how I feel too. Doing something you love in an art form, you just second nature, and you step on stage, and then it just, like a feather.
Exactly.
We're going to take our next break, 7:46. I'm here with Jill Titer from the Cascade Theater and Scott Seaton from the North State Symphony. We'll be back. Carl and the Nabat Show.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Sort of Frankenstein right there. So this is what we can expect this weekend?
Yeah, these are the first sounds, and really the only recorded sounds that exist for this score. And you get to hear a little bit of how Michael Shapiro composes. But you could hear in the tensions, like, you could just picture the action of Frankenstein.
Is this the movie that made famous the burning windmill as well?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. This is an iconic piece of horror history, and to be able to hear this live and in person with such a talented group of musicians is going to be a Halloween experience like no other that we've seen up here.
Exactly, and especially for anyone who has seen and knows the movie, like, oh, okay. There's no music in the original, obviously, except for the opening credits and the end credits. And just going from how they used silence in that era to create tension to 2002 and Michael Shapiro wanting to add this musical layer to sort of enhance our emotion and to give us that extra sort of affirmation that that's exactly what's happening. These sounds say that, and we got to follow the action at this point. So it's a lot of fun, and I think he did a wonderful job. I've listened to some of his other symphonies. Very talented composer, very sort of American sound, but very sort of cross textural. He likes to stack different layers of sound together and just create these very dense soundscapes and worlds that we just can fall into. So I think he's I'm looking forward to actually seeing how this sounds, because, like I said, it's all in my head right now. these 70 minutes of music is all sort of swirling around inside me.
Well, I can't wait for it to be presented. I already am feeling the chills that I'm going to get from seeing this film, and already envisioning the popcorn that's going to be popped for this.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be a great experience.
And we have to say really quickly.
Yes.
For anyone who hasn't seen Frankenstein, Frankenstein is not the monster.
It's not the monster. And is it Frankenstein or Frankenstein?
I've heard it both ways.
So. I hope that this is a success. It's going to be successful in general, and I hope to see this become a tradition, maybe.
Yeah, I hope so.
Or see different ways that the North State Symphony will pair up with movies, classic or modern.
Exactly.
Jill, that was Halloween and spooky. Christmas, mm-hmm. which it's okay to talk about Christmas because movies like Nightmare Before Christmas exist and Disneyland is already into Christmas mode and Haunted Mansion. So Cascade Christmas, what's going on with that? What can we expect this year? And tickets must already be on sale.
Yes, tickets are definitely on sale. It's a great production. It's very much locally produced, written, directed, acted. So it's wonderful because it's a lot of great community actors and young children. More than half the cast this year are children. And we've got a bunch of classic favorite songs and then also an original song written by Kim Kunis from L.A., yeah, who used to work here and be a theater veteran. So,
who are the community members, like the director and that yeah. we could recognize?
So Cole Castle is the director. It's his first time directing, but I believe he's been in many, many productions, including The Wedding Singer recently with you. And Caden Haynes was the writer for it, and he's also acting in a few parts. And then Madison Nascimento and John Sears are co-producing this year.
That's a wonderful group. That's a group of young 20 to 30-year-olds that have always been involved in the theater arts scene,
mm-hmm.
Taking on a big role of a tradition that's been going on for 20-something years now?
It's 21st year, yeah.
Whew. Good, good, good. And 27 years for the North State Symphony.
25.
20, shoot, giving you more to your age. 25 years of the North State Symphony. Cascade Christmas is going to be wonderful. Jill, do you think we'll ever get you on stage?
I prefer more behind the scenes.
What are some things that you're looking forward to that you and Maggie Redman have been working on to make the overall Cascade experience enjoyable for patrons? Because I feel like you guys are always working on something.
Yeah, we've definitely had a lot of those conversations to what you were speaking about creating that experience for people. And you don't walk away with a product, you walk away with the experience. And so we're really focused on it being immersive and enjoyable and something that really sticks with people when they come. And yes, to what you were talking about too, we are leaning more into movies. You know, we've started this sing-along series. We will be doing Grease in the spring, kind of aligning with Cool April Nights, and then some more favorites as the year goes on.
And Scott, I hate that I completely forgot this. So 25 years of the North State Symphony, but there's usually an overall theme of the series that we can expect for this year. So what does 25 years mean, and what's the theme that we can expect from the shows?
The theme is the 25 years.
Okay.
So it is the fact that it is our silver season. So we're just highlighting the transformative power of music as a whole, and all of our programs are diverse as they usually are, but the tying theme is just the 25 years itself.
What will it take to see about doing a Market Street Symphony Orchestra performance one day?
I would love that. So let's make it happen.
Okay,
that's a lot of people coming together to make something like that happen, because no one person can do that.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be really special. We have a stage, yeah. We have beautiful streets, and we have a lot of people that want to be a part of the arts and culture.
There's always room for a party in Reading.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And then, Jill, the last thing. So how can people get tickets to these shows? And what's the website?
Yes, all of the tickets are available at cascadetheater.org. We do want to direct everyone to that site because sometimes there are pop-up kind of other sites that can show up out there, but all of our tickets are only on cascadetheater.org.
Cascade Theater, TheaTre.
Yes.
Theater. That's the most important.
Traditional yeah. spelling.
Traditional.org. Get away from the scalpers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy those tickets. My community theater production, Wedding Singer, was not $80 per ticket.
Yeah.
But that'd be nice. Now, so, yes, cascadetheater.org, North State Symphony. Can people buy tickets from directly North State Symphony or only from?
If you go to northstatesymphony.org, it basically directs you to the Cascade Theater website.
Perfect.
So yeah, northstatesymphony.org is always the easiest way to go.
Okay. And is there anything, can people contact you with any questions, or is it, do you have an email that if have?
Sure. It's Jill T, as in Tom, at cascadetheater.org, and happy to chat with anybody.
We
love feedback, too. We do get emails from time to time being, I love this show. I want to see more of this. you know, so we're open to that too. It's very much a community theater, and that is what we want to deliver.
Wonderful. Well, Scott, I can't wait for this weekend for you and the entire orchestra. Jill, thanks for all the work that you do at the Cascade Theater. I'm ready for the holiday season.
Yeah.
And if you're staying tuned, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., we're going to be having Stephanie Bridget, the district attorney of Shasta County. Thank you both for what you do, and you're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show.
Thank
I'm
you,
Blake. Fisher.
Thanks,
guys.
Blake.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Republican-led Senate gearing up for another vote on a GOP plan to end the government shutdown now in day 22. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is urging Democrats to quit blocking the Republican bill and allow the government to reopen.
I've been willing to sit down with Democrats. They want to discuss the growing unaffordability and unsustainability of Obamacare. And I've said I'm willing to give them a vote, but it's under one condition. They've got to end the Schumer shutdown, open up the government. I mean, we can't negotiate under hostage conditions.
Thune on the Salem Radio Network. Former Republican Senator John Sununu of New Hampshire wants his old job back.
Maybe you're surprised to hear that I'm running for the Senate again. I'm a bit surprised myself. Why would anyone subject themselves to everything going on there right now? Well, somebody has to step up and lower the temperature. Somebody has to get things done.
A snippet of a video posted to social media. Trump officials figure the time is right to start refilling the country's emergency oil reserves drained by the previous administration.
The U.S. Department of Energy wants to buy 1 million barrels of crude oil for delivery to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, taking advantage of relatively low oil prices to help replenish the stockpile. The Biden administration sold record amounts of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, including a 180 million barrel sale after Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022. The reserve, which has about a 700 million barrel capacity, is now holding nearly 409 million barrels. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Secretary of State Rubio plans to travel to Israel later in the week as the Trump administration works to preserve and strengthen the fragile Gaza peace agreement. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 175 points, the Nasdaq off 158. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Todd Nettleton, who is the voice of the Martyrs radio host, he's traveled to all these restricted nations for over 20 years and met these courageous Christians, and he's written a book, When Faith is Forbidden, 40 Days on the Front Lines with Persecuted Christians. We want you to check it out. You can request a free copy by calling 844-463-4059, or you can visit vom.org/unashamed. Check it out. You will be inspired by this book.
Since the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire took effect, food distribution has been on the rise across Gaza.
Images released by the UN's World Food Program on Tuesday show the distribution of food moving smoothly in the Gaza Strip. The head of the WFP in Gaza, Willy Nayako, says his aim is to scale up aid deliveries inside Gaza amid the ceasefire.
As the ceasefire holds, we plan on expanding to 145 of the sites throughout the Gaza Strip.
WFP is aiming to provide up to 1.6 million people with bread, wheat, flour and food boxes in the first 3 months of the ceasefire. I'm Charles Delezespa.
The Louvre has reopened to the public 3 days after thieves forced open a window and stole French crown jewels in a daring daylight raid in the museum. The Apollo room, where the theft actually occurred, remains closed to visitors. News and analysis, townhall.com. A man pardoned for his involvement in the January 6th events at the U.S. Capitol could be going back to jail if these charges prove true.
A man whose convictions for storming the U.S. Capitol were erased by President Donald Trump's mass pardons has been arrested on a charge that he threatened to kill New York Democrat and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Christopher P. Moynihan is accused of sending a text message that read, quote, "I cannot allow this terrorist to live." Moynihan also wrote that Jeffries must be eliminated and texted, "I will kill him for the future." To extremists, Jeffries said,
"You better watch how you talk when you talk about me."
Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
American ranchers have a beef with President Trump. It concerns the president's plan to cut record beef prices by importing more meat from Argentina. U.S. ranchers are enjoying some rare profitable years, and they fear Mr. Trump's plan will put an end to that while having little impact on prices paid by American consumers. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We just finished our first hour of the morning with Dr. Scott Seaton from the North State Symphony and Jill Tider, the marketing director over at the Cascade Theater. It's been wonderful, and I always love filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. They will be back next Monday. After their nice little adventure this week. So, for the rest of the week, you can expect that we'll be meeting with First Five Shasta to go over what's it like to go trick-or-treating, some safety tips, things to look forward to, and events happening in the area. On Friday, we're going to be interviewing the cast of Rocky Horror Picture Show. And for this next hour, I'm really excited to be with our Shasta County District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget. Stephanie, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Stephanie, this is our first time officially meeting, so it's truly a pleasure. I've gotten to see you present to Leadership Reading a few times, and I've seen a few of your press releases, so nice to meet you.
Yeah, good to meet you.
Do you usually have a district attorney hour on KCNR Radio?
Yeah, I do. I usually come in about once a month.
What did you talk about last month?
Oh, gosh.
Gotcha.
That was a month ago, so.
Put you on the spot, huh?
Yeah, I'd have to think about that, what our topic was. We usually hit lots of topics.
I bet you Carl throws a lot of topics
he
at
does.
You.
He can switch topics like in a second.
Keeps you on your toes. Well, Stephanie, I really just want to start out. What made you decide to become a district attorney, and what made you passionate about law?
Yeah, so I got my law degree, and while I was in law school, I did an internship with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Las Vegas, and while I was there, I got to work on a lot of, like, drug cases and different types of criminal law cases, and it was super interesting to me, so it kind of sparked that interest of going into this area of law. But actually, right out of law school, I had already secured a position with a law firm doing civil work. So I went and did that first for about almost a year. But it just wasn't something that fit my personality. It just wasn't for me. So I got the position up here, and I moved up here within the first year of becoming an attorney, to work as a brand new deputy district attorney. And I absolutely loved it. And I've been here ever since. And I'm on 23 years now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, long time.
So I feel like there's an idea of, you know, there's the lawyer in the courtroom, there's the attorney, there's a corporate lawyer, but I feel like there's kind of a idea that we don't know what the district attorney does. So what is the role of a district attorney?
Yeah, so we're the prosecutor for the people of the state of California. We don't have an actual client. There's victims in cases. They're not our clients. Our client is kind of the community. Everything we're doing is in the best interest of the community. We're there to protect the rights of everybody, to protect the rights of the victims and to protect the rights of the defendant. So when we are reviewing cases, we're looking at that. We're making sure everybody's constitutional rights are met and that, you know, there's sufficient evidence to prove a case beyond a reasonable doubt before we go forward. And then once we've made that decision, we are an advocate. I mean, we're an advocate to get the conviction and get the person to have the punishment that fits the crime. So, yeah, that's kind of the nutshell.
Well, in the last 23 years, how have you seen the role change?
Boy, it's changed a lot.
Yes.
When I first started it, it was in a way the sentencing options were a lot more simple. When we're talking about felonies, if you're convicted of a felony, you could, you know, you could get probation, you could go to our local jail, or you could go to state prison. And that was the same for every single felony. And now, since the law has changed so much, there's certain felonies that can never go to state prison. There's felonies that go to state prison, and even if you send them for 20 or 30 years, they could actually get out in 5 or 6 years because of changes in the law. So there's been significant changes, and every year there's more and more changes.
Specifically, the role of DA locally, has that just from when you started to now?
Well, I mean, when I started, I was just, you know, I was working as a misdemeanor attorney, so I was brand new, and I was really just, you know, in the courtroom trying cases all the time, kind of worked my way up through all the different types of cases and crimes, and then moved into being the district attorney, which makes it a lot different.
I guess, let me rework my question. Yeah. I think this will be more helpful.
Sure.
Technology has changed a lot.
Right.
Privacy has changed a lot. And it seems everybody gets to comment on current cases and have an opinion and be a part of it. And there's information coming from everywhere.
Right.
How has that changed for you in this office? Because you've gotten to grow with this, but it seems now everybody just gets to be an online attorney.
Everybody is, they like to Google what the law is and, have their own opinions on law and on every case and, you know, in the comments. So that is a big change. That is definitely a big change because, you know, you see people who hear about one particular case and they might get like extremely mad for some reason, something they looked up online or something they think about the charges itself. And, you know, they'll criticize the office, they'll criticize me, they'll criticize the prosecutor who handled the case or whoever, which we didn't have that 10, 15 years ago.
No.
But the same types of things were happening. You know, cases would, very similar cases happened 10 years ago that might have been pled for very similar things than they are now. And it's hard because they only see kind of a snippet of the case and a snippet of what we do, but we handle thousands and thousands of cases, and each case is so extremely unique and so many variables to it that we can never fully explain the full reason why a case went to trial or fully explain why a case settled a certain way. So we can only put out the information that we can, and you know, we get judged on that very, very much. And it just comes with the job, and it's just the way it is now. There's just a microscope over every single thing we do.
Very much so.
Yeah.
That's where I've been just seeing it so much, and your department has such an interesting role, and I always look forward to the live press releases, but gosh, you see that everybody on Facebook, Instagram has an opinion about what's going on.
They definitely do. They definitely do. And you kind of get to know the names to a certain extent of them.
I can see that with working in downtown, the same commenters too.
Of the people. And I try really hard to not actually read a lot of comments because, you know, I know that as long as I'm doing the right thing, the people in my office are doing the right thing, and we're working hard. That's what's important.
Closing the case is most important.
It's important.
So, Stephanie, we're going to take our first break of the hour.
Okay.
And then we'll come on back and we'll talk about what the district attorney's office is working on right now. And you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are you?
It's hump day. Let's go, Blake. Where you at?
Man, I can't believe we played that with the district attorney's office in here. We were listening to, Stephanie, before you came in, we were listening to the North State Symphony Orchestra, yeah. And we still have to get that in. Ben, I'm going to ask you, otherwise, Stephanie, so glad you're here on the show. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. So, Stephanie, we just talked about you stepping into the role, how the role's changed for the last 20 years. But right now, what are some things that are important to the DA's office, and what are some current things that you need people to know that might need a current update on certain cases?
We're always busy. We continue to be very busy. We continue to have multiple trials go out each week. We've had, a lot of homicide cases we've worked on this past year, and a lot of really big sex crimes cases that have gone to gone to trial and had very good verdicts on those. So, you know, everybody's still working very hard, doing what they can to help the community, and just continuing to fight for our community where we can.
We can't talk about pending cases, but right now there's the McCain trial right now. So where are we on the process of this, and what are next steps?
Sure. That has a jury trial date coming up. Mm-hmm. November 18th is when that's supposed to start.
Wow.
We've got at least one. I think we might have two court appearances before that. But as it's set now, it should go. It should go on the 18th, and it'll be quite lengthy, probably a few months, mm-hmm. 2 to 3 months to get that trial completely through, you know, because we got to pick a jury and everything. And the preliminary hearing, you know, itself took several weeks. So if you add on picking a jury and putting every single witness on, we are looking at a few months that will be in that trial.
Have there been cases in your career similar to one mm-hmm. that you're focusing on right now?
Oh, yeah. We've had cases. I mean, during my time that I've been at the office, we haven't had any no-body homicide cases like this one.
Right.
I have been told there was one back maybe in the 80s, but no one who works there knows about that. But we have had a lot of other very big, high-profile cases that take a very long time. Mm-hmm. We've had, during my tenure here, we've had at least one case that was a death penalty case that took probably 6 months of trial work from beginning to end. So that's almost double what we're expecting McCain to take. And we've had other trials that take 2, 3, 4 months long that are homicide cases.
When does the, because this was the sheriff's office working mm-hmm. with the DA's office.
Right.
When is that final moment that both agencies can say, let's move forward with a trial?
Sure.
What is the straw that breaks the camel back?
For the trial, or maybe you're asking about filing the case?
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Okay. So, for homicide cases, the way those work is I have a unit in my office, serious offender unit. So it's a group of attorneys, three attorneys that handle all of our homicide cases. So right when a homicide happens, no matter what agency it is, we get a phone call and saying, hey, we're responding. Looks like we have a homicide. This is initially what's going on. And then we assign one of the attorneys who goes out there that night. So that we start that night with the agency, no matter what agency it is. Because we want to see the scene as it is. We want to be present for those initial interviews. Because a lot of times if an arrest is made right then, you know, we got to file that case if we can prove it within, you know, 48 hours of their arrest. So mm-hmm. we are right there with them from the beginning, so that we can see and hear everything so we know if we can be ready. And just, you know, because we want that particular prosecutor is going to handle that case from the day they show up on scene all the way through trial and through and typically even through appeal on that case. So it's important for them to kind of be there from the beginning. But if we're looking at a case that's got a very, very lengthy investigation, we're going to be there helping with search warrants, continuing to help with interviews. But in the end, it's going to come down to we can't file the case until we know that we can prove to a jury, to just 12 citizens in our community, beyond a reasonable doubt, that the crime happened and that this person committed that crime. And that's a very high burden, as it should be, because you're potentially putting a person in prison for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. So in some cases, you know, you can get to that point quickly, even on a homicide case. But on other cases that are very complicated, such as when you haven't even found the person, the person's body who we are saying has been murdered, then it's going to take a lot longer. Mm-hmm. You're really going to have to do every part of that person's life and look into everything you can imagine. You have to look at it and making your ultimate decision. Talk to every single possible witness, do every possible test that you can imagine doing before you can actually get to the point and say, no, I think we can prove this beyond a reasonable doubt. We file the case and we go forward.
And going into a no-body homicide case, throughout the trial, if a body does mm-hmm. come up,
yeah,
does the process restart, or can you just move forward and say, there it is, we've got everything?
If you've already picked a jury, you keep on going.
Keep on going.
Yeah. So once you pick a jury and you swear a jury in, jeopardy has attached. Mm-hmm. So people can only be tried typically, well, if jeopardy hasn't attached, so we haven't picked a jury, felony cases can be dismissed once and refiled. But once jeopardy is attached, meaning you have sworn in a jury, if the case gets dismissed or anything like that, typically you can't retry them. So if you found not guilty, you can't retry them because people can only be held once in jeopardy. Now there's some exceptions, like if there's a mistrial that's declared by the judge, even though we have a jury, we can retry the case. And maybe there's a scenario where if a body was found in the middle of a trial, there could end up being a mistrial. But we assume we're going to keep on going and it continues from that point forward.
Hmm.
Yeah.
This was a really nice civics lesson.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
I see a list of things that you'd like to talk about. What's kind of most important right now that you want to hit from the DA's office?
You know, I really just kind of brought in a variety of topics because I wasn't, you know how Carl is, he asks about all kinds of things. So
you are right.
See what he wants to cover. But we can go into some new legislation that's passed.
That'd be wonderful.
We also were able to beat some bad bills too. There's one that I had talked about few months ago for people who might be listening again right now when it was in the pending stage, and it has passed now. And that was a modification, SB 19, modifying criminal threats. So criminal threats as it stood before this modification was very person-specific. Like, I have to threaten you, mm-hmm. Blake, and there's several elements. But it had to be specific against, like, a person. And that could make it it made it impossible, and we couldn't file if a person was posting a threat, like against a school or against a workplace, because it wasn't the person. There had to be a person who was in fear and all the different elements. And that's been a real problem as we've seen more and more online threats and the threats that are posted online, and then someone does actually show up and carry out a threat, and we want to stop a threat before a person gets to the point to go into the school or the workplace and carrying it out. So SB 19 changed that and is now allowing for a threat that's being done, including an image or a threat online against specific locations, those locations being daycares, workplace, a school, medical facility, or a house of worship. So kind of those areas where we've seen these types of online threats. Now, if a person does that, we're going to be able to file felony charges against them.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that is one that has come up many times. And, you know, people get upset, rightfully so, when they hear about, you know, there was this threat against the school and
nothing
can officers
happen.
Didn't do anything. They didn't arrest them, and DA's office didn't file. It's like, well, there's never been a crime that we could do. Unless they went and actually did something, and obviously we want to stop them before that
happens.
So thankfully now that we've got this modification, I see it being something we end up filing because we are not immune to that type of stuff happening in our community. On the threat level, the threats happening. Thankfully we haven't had, you know, anything at this point carried out, but we want to certainly stop that before it does.
So that's one piece of legislation.
Yeah. Several others. Let's see. There was a new one for looting. So AB 468 passed, and what it does is it says that even if your house is destroyed, burnt, and no longer really there, if someone goes in and starts sifting through the ashes and steals your stuff, they can still be charged with burglary as if they had broken into your house when it was had a door and
oh
a window
gosh.
And fully formed. So
this legislation probably had to be created just in the last few years,
yeah.
Considering how many wildfires were affecting everybody in California.
Yep. And it specifically went through and it defined, you know, what of a state of emergency, what an evacuation area, and it really lays everything out and says, no, okay, now if they go in, They can still be charged with burglary. It lays out the enhancements for other types of thefts and things that we have seen happen in these areas, because we've seen this so much more in the last, 8 years, I would say now, that has just really been hitting our community and other communities. So that's, that's another really, really good win for our community. Hopefully we don't have to use it again ever, but it's there and we've got more teeth now, to protect our community and hold people responsible who are going to do that.
Laws that are helping people.
That is always a good thing.
Stephanie, we're going to take our next break, and then we'll come on back and talk about more legislation that's coming up. You're listening to KCNR Radio 96.5. FM 1460 AM, The Carl and Linda Bott Show.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former mayor of Reading, encouraging you to vote no on Measure A. The city of Reading gave huge raises in 21-22 with one-time funding and the whole time knowing that sales tax was short. Now the city is $8 million behind and they want you to bail them out. Take a look at who is financially supporting this tax increase and who will benefit from it. I say no on Measure A. The city needs to balance their budget, but not on the backs of taxpayers. I'm Patrick Jones, and I paid for this act.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
That's an intro that I think every courtroom should have. Welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show, KCNR Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, the district attorney for Shasta County. So, Stephanie, you just talked about legislation that, that came out that really helps individuals and people. I'd love to talk about other ways that we can help individuals and people. And next week is Halloween, a lovely time to get out into the community and go to strangers' houses the one day of the year to get candy. So tell us, what are some things and suggestions that people can do to have a safe Halloween and one that's enjoyable for the entire family?
Well, I know having four kids myself, many times have been out trick-or-treating, and there's, you know, there's a lot of general safety tips, but when I come to giving some thoughts as the district attorney and from this perspective, it's really comes down to the candy that they get and making sure that that's safe, making sure that I know the kids want to like grab it and eat it as they run around, and I know I did that when I was a kid. But it's not as safe to do that now as it was, you know, 30, 40 years ago. I've had a time where one of my kids found something in their candy. It was like a needle had been put in there. Whoa. So that, it happens. And, you know, we make sure that we check it. So yeah, if your kid wants to eat something while they're out there, just, you know, check it, make sure the wrapper hasn't been tampered with, that there's nothing in there, and let them have it. And then specifically, you know, make sure it is in that original wrapper. Nothing that's just portioned out into little baggies and then handed out. Because there's the real, fear of fentanyl. Fentanyl can come in little tiny things that kind of look like Skittles, multicolored, very attractive to children. And you really want to make sure you keep your kids safe from that, because unfortunately there are people out there that would be willing to put that into candy that they're passing out to kids.
Mm.
And you just really can't be too safe, because that is such a strong drug that can really kill people very quickly. So be very careful. I know that's kind of a somber look at Halloween, but it's important to make sure you are there to protect your child.
Yeah, the scariest thing on Halloween should be the decorations.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And the sugar rush that your kids are going to get to keep you up all the rest of the night. And
yeah. You can do that without scaring your kids too. You know, you can check it. Hey, we just got to check it and make sure, you know.
Thanks. That is something we say. You don't have to say, don't touch that. There's
there could be drugs.
There's going to be drugs. You can't eat the candy.
It's going to kill you. No. And then the other thing is know your neighborhood. And part of knowing your neighborhood is maybe knowing houses that you don't really, maybe shouldn't go to. It's obviously everybody's own choice, but you should be checking to find out, do you have any 290 registrants in your neighborhood? I mean, they're not supposed to be opening their doors and handing out candy, but do that anyway. So get on there and, you know, get on the website.
Yeah, what's the website called?
Megan's Law. Mm-hmm. Just get on there, cool. Check the website and see where that is in your neighborhood, and you know, hopefully their lights are out as they're supposed to be and they're not passing out candy.
Hopefully you looked that up when you moved into the neighborhood in the first place, right?
That is true. But, you know, people move in and out. So just make sure that you know that. Skip those houses. I know a lot of our agencies are always out to patrolling the streets and checking to make sure that they're not passing out candy. But be your own advocate for that. Be the advocate for your kid. Know where those houses are. And check their candy and make sure your kids aren't out there trick-or-treating alone. Make sure they go in a group.
Stephanie, your family, your kids are maybe past trick-or-treating age right now. Are they still going to go trick-or-treating?
They got costumes, so we're going to see.
Good.
Yeah, my youngest is 13, and they're very excited.
Do you still join them?
We do.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Do you dress up, Stephanie?
Most years we do.
Sweet.
Wait, not as extensive as we used to, but my husband and I will frequently will dress up as well.
That's really
it's fun.
Sweet.
It's a fun time.
It should be
with
fun.
Your family.
I would probably dress up like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
It's good. That's an icon for us. So
that would be a good one.
When it comes to the rest of the year, what's kind of important to the district attorney's office? You know, it's getting into December,
sure.
getting into that. What are some things that you need to focus on and get done before the end of the year?
We're not really on any time frame that certain things have to be done by any particular year. We mm-hmm. really work on a time
case
frame
case.
Of the cases, because mm-hmm. cases do have a time frame because mm-hmm. they have statute of limitations. So we work within that. So when a crime happens, if it's, you know, a misdemeanor, we have a year to file it. Felonies, we usually have 3 years. All of those vary depend on the actual charge, because each charge can have different statute of limitations. So that's kind of what we work off of, is staying within those statute of limitations to make sure we've reviewed the cases and filed them by then.
Is Shasta County as unsafe as Shasta County residents always say it is?
I mean, I've lived here for 23 years, and I feel like it's a very safe community.
Thank you.
So for people, it's easy when you go months and months and months without leaving Shasta County, or a year or more, because you start, you know, you see homeless, you hear about crime, and you start thinking it's worse than it is. But as soon as you travel and you go to Sacramento and LA and San Francisco and everything, you're very much reminded that, like, no, we have a very safe, nice community. It has changed there. It does look a lot different than it did, say, 23 years ago when I moved here, but I feel like it's a safe community that I'm happy to raise my family in.
Thank you. And you saw our downtown change. Do you have any thoughts on what our new downtown's looking like?
Yeah, it's looking great.
Good.
It's great. I'm looking forward to it. We talked a little bit about it during the break, so I'm excited.
I'd love it. Do you think the district attorney's office would ever be interested in a tour to go check out all the new things?
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be lovely to give that tour. Well, good. Thank you. I feel like this also goes into everybody saying, oh, we have an unsafe community. Oh, Shasta County is crazy. And I'm thinking we have a very safe community, and we have an active DA's office is closing cases and getting that. How many cases does the district attorney's office usually take care of?
So we get anywhere from 9,000 to 12,000 new cases referred to us each year. So, which that sounds like a lot. It is a lot. You know, a big chunk of those are misdemeanor cases, but we get a lot of cases coming into the office. We probably file, every year's different. On a slower year, we might file around 7,000 of those cases, and then on a heavier year, maybe 9,000 to 10,000 of those cases.
How important is it to expand our jail for our county?
It's very important. We need to do something, because unfortunately there is that revolving door, mm-hmm. and a lot of people, you know, it's a constant thing that I'll hear about or read, and oh, the DA let them out of jail again. The DA's office let them out of jail, or the sheriff can't keep them in jail. And there's only so many beds, so we can't hold people when you don't have enough room for them. And unfortunately, because of some of the changes in the law that we've talked about, we have people sitting in our jail who are serving actual prison sentences that before the change in the law would have been, you know, in state prison, at Susanville or one of the other state prisons. But because of the change in the law, they're sitting in our local jail doing a 5-year sentence or a 7-year sentence. And that occupies a bed that is very much needed for the people who are pending trial, pending sentencing. Local jails were not created for long-term incarceration. But unfortunately, the state legislature, when they passed AB 109, that's what caused this, didn't seem to care or take that into consideration. And that is what has impacted small communities a lot, is the fact that we have prisoners sitting in our local jail taking up space when it was never designed for that.
Mm. Our jail is pretty outdated too, isn't it?
It is. I don't even know what year, but it's like from the 70s or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. It could be way older than that. But it's definitely old. It's definitely old.
And then with the courthouse being demolished. Actually, so Stephanie, what are your thoughts with the new courthouse and mm-hmm. How's it been since it got built?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice courthouse. They have had some hiccups, you know, with their flooding and, you know, still kind of dealing with that. You know, there's still a floor that has needed to, is getting finished. So they're still working on finishing up everything from that damage. But it's a nice courtroom. It's very beautiful. It's different. You know, I spent my whole career trying cases in the old courthouse, so it kind of has that nostalgia for me. Mm-hmm. And the new courthouse is different from that, but it's nice.
How do you feel about the old courthouse possibly being demolished?
I mean, that's the best thing that probably needs to be done. I've been inside of it since it's been emptied out, and it would cost more to fix that and get it to a usable state than it would be to demolish it just build something else later on, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. As much as I love that building, because that's where my career was.
How do you like your offices? Your offices are pretty nice and cool, connected to everything.
Yeah, they're nice. They're too small. Mm-hmm. We moved
for
into
9,000 cases.
We moved into that building in 2012, I believe. 2010. And at the time, my office had a staff of right at around 65 people total. We're pushing up at 100 people right now when you take into consideration extra help and all that as well. So we're really busting at the seams. But it's still a nice building. It's just we're struggling with space at this point.
Stephanie, what's your advice? Because I know we have a few more minutes. What's your advice for people that are very passionate about cases that want to see this case through and still be a part of it? What's your advice to still stay informed but not,
Is this person a victim or a witness or a community member?
I think community members.
A community member?
It would be more of just everybody watching.
Yeah.
Watching a big case unfold. How can people still be informed?
I think you said what I think is key. Too many people don't watch cases. It's an open courtroom. Mm-hmm. I mean, most trials have an empty gallery while the trial's going on. And they can be some very, very serious cases. I've tried homicide cases that have practically an empty gallery. Mm. I encourage people to actually go over to court and watch. We post a lot of cases, all the upcoming court dates. If you have time, take some time and go watch a trial. Go watch part of a trial or sit in there. But we try to keep things updated. There's a lot of... You can check, our Facebook page. The court has their portal, Tyler Odyssey Public Portal, if you go to the court's page. So you can look up cases to find, like, future court dates and stuff like that as well. But I encourage people to go. Enough people don't go and actually see what it's like in a courtroom and see firsthand. Maybe you're interested in the sentencing of a big case, and instead of waiting to see if there's a post about it, go watch it. A lot of times the defendant is talking, the prosecution's arguing, victims are in there giving impact statements, and the judge is making comprehensive rulings talking about the case. So it's very interesting. So if you're actually very interested in a case, go and watch it.
I love that closer. Stephanie, thank you so much for being here on KCNR Radio. It was really nice to get informed myself and get updated, and really nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be back after the break to close out the hour.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We just had a morning with Scott Seaton from the North State Symphony and Jill Tider from the Cascade Theater, and then rounded up our hour with Stephanie Bridget, the district attorney. That was nice interviewing Stephanie. That was my first time. Well, you know what? On the show, we get to talk to Patrick Gorman, who's an attorney, but he's a, injury attorney, I would say, yeah.
A workman's comp.
Yes. So that was different. So I hope I don't, I'm glad that I got to be the one interviewing the DA, and I'm not in the hot seat ever of being in that situation. You know, it's not usually what you want your regular day to be on, but it was a pleasure to interview and meet Stephanie Bridget. I'm so looking forward to this weekend with the North State Symphony coming back with all of their talented musicians and performing at the Cascade Theater. As we talked about earlier, you get your tickets at cascadetheater.org. Oh, gosh. Ben, I wish we had tickets to give away. I guess we don't have any tickets to do that. I should have asked Jill to do that. Maybe I'll see. You know what? I'll ask Jill and see if she wants to comp over some tickets, and maybe we'll do that tomorrow. I don't know if anybody's even listening this morning after yesterday when I said call on in because our guest wasn't here. We had some dead air. That was crazy, wasn't it, Ben?
Yeah.
What about you? What are you doing today after the show?
I'm going to work my other job at 3:30.
Oh, yeah. Over at the pizza parlor.
Yep.
Shoot, you should bring some pizza tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Breakfast pizza.
Breakfast pizza.
Breakfast cold pizza. You know what? Always tastes so much better, doesn't it?
It does.
Grab it out the door. Take it on in. 7 a.m. doesn't hurt. So if you're listening in, why don't you call on in 530-605-4567. Let's talk about, we talked a little bit about Halloween. What are your Halloween plans next week? Are you going to go see any shows coming up? Come get interviewed on KCNR Radio, 530-605-4567. And if you call, then we'll take your call. You can talk about anything. And if not, then whatever. That's okay. For us over here at downtown, because that's where I like to talk about it, the rest of this week, we have a few things going on. On Friday night, if you want to attend a $2 concert, you can come to the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. It's our fourth Friday concerts. We're going to be working with a wonderful band. They're the Michael Brown's California Country Band, taking place over at the IOOF Hall at 1504 Market Street, 1445 Butte Street. It's the back entrance of the IOOF Hall. And this is going to be a fantastic band. $2 tickets. You can't beat that. It's in the Historic Hall. And we do this once a month. And I know in December we're going to have a concert every single Friday leading up to Christmas. And it always feels weird to know that we've got Christmas coming up very soon. Looking at Cascade Theater's website, Cascade Theater also has the Frankenstein North State Symphony on Saturday. Go to their website. They also have the Wicked sing-along with the Wicked movie coming out quite soon. Always something going on in our downtown. Last night I found out that the Shasta County Arts Council does pottery lessons every other week. So if you're looking for something to do, there's no shortage. Just look it up. You can go on to the Shasta County Arts Council. You can follow the Shasta Historical Society. You can follow Viva Downtown Reading, Chamber of Commerce. Just do a nice list of things that are going on. Ben, what do you like to do in your free time when you're not here at KCNR Radio or at work?
I like to golf, go fishing.
You're a golfer?
Try to be.
Favorite course?
Around here, I really don't have a favorite course, but I do like playing at Churn Creek on Tuesdays because it's only $8 to play 9 holes if you walk.
The Divine 9 Golf Course. Churn Creek, bottom. Yep. I like that one, too.
You know, and they've actually been, it's been turning around a little bit. You know, they've been working a little bit on the course, so it's been looking a little bit better.
Hey, we got a phone call. We do have a caller. Oh, this is good. I like that. I didn't know Ben was a golfer. It's always good to learn what's going on there. Ben, who's the caller? Oh, dead air. We'll find out. Oh, they hung up. Do we want him online, Ben? Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, Blake Fisher, Jerry Sanchez. I want to tell you about a Halloween show.
That's great.
Halloween. It's going to be held at the Reading Elks Lodge on October the 26th. It's sponsored by the Reading Emblem Club at the Reading Elks Lodge, 3 to 5, October 26th, and it's open to the public.
This sounds awesome. So you don't have to be an Elk Club member?
No, it's just it's one of the few things that the Elks opens to the public a year, and that's one of them.
What can we expect at this Halloween festivity?
Oh, boy, there's just our big dining hall. I'm an elk, by the way. Our big dining hall, it will be filled up with haunted house and candy and stuff for the kids. Everybody will be in costume. There'll be pictures taken. There'll be music, Halloween-themed music by Richard Burton's brother, Don Burton's brother, Richard Burton, is going to be the DJ and provide the music. And last year we attracted about 400 kids. It's just a really good thing for the kids to do, and they all dress up and 2 hours of fun and frolic.
Oh, this sounds amazing.
You can read all about it on ShastaUnfiltered.com. That's a new online newspaper that's just launched a couple of weeks ago. And we have a big article on there that describes the whole thing. plus some appropriate artwork. ShastaUnfiltered.com. You go on there, read all about it, and just show up and just have a really good time on October 26th.
Jerry Sanchez, thank you so much for calling and giving us that event update. I've been wondering how come more people aren't calling in the station to give us these updates.
Yeah, you and I are old YMCA buddies years ago when you were there, and you and I used to just dance around for the heck of it.
Oh, Jerry,
that?
Yes, I do. Thanks. Thank you for bringing that up. I miss my YMCA days. Are you still going, I hope?
Yeah, I went to the Y for a long time and then switched over to another gym when they closed.
Well, Jerry, thanks for calling and thanks for bringing up that good memory. And I can't wait to pop on into the Elks. Hey, is the bar going to be open too?
No. There'll be no.
Okay.
The bar's going to be closed off to the public.
Okay. I'll still go support. Hey, Jerry, thanks for calling. I hope you have a good day, and we're going to say goodbye to everybody. Well, I'll be back tomorrow,
okay.
KCNR Radio.
Okay.
Thanks, Jerry. Hey, everybody, Blake Fisher, KCNR Radio. We'll be back tomorrow. Can't wait for a great week, and feel free to call on in. I love hearing from old YMCA partners and any updates that you guys want to talk about. Ben, thanks for being here. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Castor Regional Medical.